Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download.
More of Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today as we react to the news of the week and all the scoops that have been coming out here regarding Gerard Mayo, Mike Vrabel, offensive coordinators, and so forth. And we will be joined momentarily here by Adam Schefter to discuss all of those things. Schefter, most recently, and we played this yesterday when it came out, was very, very adamant that Mike Vrabel will have final say on pretty much everything. And that includes front office, Elliott Wolf-related stuff, which is really all I care about at this point. I mean, now it's all about the roster. Like, it's nice that you got the coach in place, and I think we said this a couple days ago. It's nice to have the coach in place. It's nice to be have that set and ready to go. Now the work begins, and that work is going to entail fixing up this roster. Are we good back there? Yes? Okay, very good. Then welcoming onto the show right now. On the phone here is ESPN's Adam Schefter, who joins us right now here on WEEI Afternoons. Adam Schefter, how are we doing today, sir?
Christian and Andy, how are we doing today?
We're doing great. I was just talking about a report that you had the other day, I think it was with Pat McAfee, regarding Mike Vrabel and how he is going to be the man, basically. You said, I think the exact words are, Vrabes is the man. That means front office. Yeah. Tell me what that means.
It means exactly what I said. He's the man. Like, he's the face of the organization. He's the guy that's making decisions. He's the guy, right? Like, again, the front office is there to serve him. He's the guy. I mean, he's the man. He's the man per sources. I mean, I don't say.
Is there any concern? Because if you look at this from afar, we're all human beings, and we're like, okay, Elliott Wolf stays. He wasn't here with Vrabel. And then you're bringing in Cowden, his guy. Is there any concern of how this dynamic plays out?
Well, again, it's a new scenario. It's a new situation. It's time for everybody to get adjusted to the new world that exists in Foxborough, and we'll see how that all plays out, right? Like, Elliott didn't lose any power. He didn't lose any title. He didn't lose any standing. He still has the same thing, but there's a new guy, and I think when there are new relationships, you have to prove yourself to your new coworkers, right? Always. And Elliott's very good at what he does, so he'll have the chance to show that to Mike, and you'd like to think that they'll get along and the relationship will prosper from there. And if it doesn't, then there'll be changes made, like anywhere. Like, Sean Payton goes into Denver, I think, and he's the man there. And he inherits George Payton as the GM. Well, George Payton's still there 2 years later, right, despite any conversation. So sometimes marriages are arranged. Sometimes they're done in advance. And every relationship evolves. But all we can say is Elliott has the same job he did. Mike Vrabel's the new head coach. It's up to them to figure out how well they work together or not and go from there.
One thing that when Gerard Mayo was hired that we kept hearing, it was sort of a buzz phrase around here, Adam, was that he was going to knock down the silos and that the communication was going to flow and that it was going to be a much more collaborative process. It sounds like what you're describing is going to involve some communication and collaboration, but maybe not what they were advertising for us last year. Is that safe to say?
I don't know how to compare and contrast it. I just think when you get somebody as strong as Mike Vrabel, somebody as experienced as Mike Vrabel, somebody has to lead the charge. And in my estimation, Mike Vrabel is the leader of that franchise.
Mike Vrabel on our station yesterday said they were beginning the coordinator interviews yesterday afternoon. He said it'll be a long list of candidates. Do you have some names you could throw at us? Could you handicap that job, which seems to be the next most important job in terms of working with Drake May?
Well, it is an important job, obviously. again, he's going to go through along with the candidates, in part because I'm sure there are a lot of people that he'd like to talk to, in part because those are what the rules stipulate. So you have to, and you don't know what's going to transpire during the course of that process when you're talking to all different candidates. Again, I just say, like, the name had been floated out there. I think it's completely logical. Josh McDaniels is in Foxborough. He's under contract to the Raiders, so the cost is friendly. I think there's some sort of relationship between him and Mike Vrabel. They're familiar with each other's work. That's one that would make sense. Ultimately, I don't know if it'll get done in the end. He's going to have to go through his list of candidates. We'll see what happens. But that to me would be a logical one that would, I think, help the development of Drake May.
You mentioned the process, and I think the process is something a lot of people around here question, certainly last year with Gerard Mayo, and now with Mike Vrabel. There was a bit of a, I don't want to say skirting, but maybe flaunting of the Rooney Rule. Do you have any idea if the Patriots may catch some heat for that, just based on how they blew through those first couple of interviews, didn't even have two separate graphics on their social media, in order to, I don't know, expedite the Vrabel hiring? Any thought on that?
You know, I obviously there are people that are not happy with it, but the fact of the matter is they complied with the rules. Mm. Like, I don't know how you're supposed to comply with the rules in a certain way. They interviewed the candidates that they were supposed to interview. They met with Mike Vrabel. Obviously, there's a longstanding relationship there. I think everybody knew that Mike Vrabel was the favorite. They met with other candidates. They met the league's criteria. In what rule did they violate?
Do you think they violated it? The spirit of the rule? Do you think it should be changed? Does that need to be altered?
But what do you want it to change?
I don't know. That's why I was asking you. I don't have a great answer.
The rules themselves right now are clunky. They're clunky.
Right.
Why is it that certain guys can interview at certain times? Once their team reaches a certain point, then they can't interview anymore. Like, either everybody should be hired on January 1st or February 1st or whatever it is. But I know the people that put the rules in place haven't been through the hiring process. It creates all sorts of inequities and circumstances that are not ideal. And it's up to every team to figure out how to find the best candidate within the rules. And so, I mean, do I think that the Patriots wanted Mike Vrabel? I do. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes. Did they go through the process? They did. Do you like it? I don't know. Well, whatever. They did what they had to do. So, like, how do you define, okay, well, we're going to change the spirit of the rule. To what? Like, how are you going to change that?
It's tough to change the spirit.
I don't know how you do that. Like, define that to me. It's an interesting concept. I don't know how you can do that.
We're talking
to the guy for a full day. You have to have the guy spend the night in your city and bring him back the next day. Like, what does that mean? Like, I don't think it would have changed the result here.
I agree. I don't think it would have either. I think that they were laser-focused on Vrabel and that they wanted to get it done quickly. And I think that listen, Adam, I'm not arguing with you. I think that you're right. They did. They went by the letter of the law, but they went exactly by the letter of the law, and it didn't seem like it was good faith, a good faith search, I guess. And I think that based on the way it went last time with Mayo, there wasn't really a search at all. Mayo had his contract written in that he was going to be the next head coach, and I think Patriots fans maybe were a little, dubious about that process.
You know what? But then that's their fault for not exposing themselves to more candidates and more ideas and more perspectives and educating themselves about their organization. And you know what? It hurt them in the Gerard Mayo situation because they were closed-minded. They didn't open up the search. They could have brought in other candidates and probably been educated about other people's ideas of the organization. They would have seen different perspectives. They didn't do that. Who loses? They do. What happens a year later? They make the decision to move on from Gerard Mayo. Now, you could say, well, I mean, part of that is the fact that they were closed-minded initially in the first search. And in a way, maybe that burnt them. Now, they've gone ahead. They've gone through the search. They interviewed, what was it, four different candidates in this particular case, four that I know of. I don't know whether there were any others. And they arrived at the conclusion that they were hiring somebody that they have known for a long time that has coached in the league, that has experience that they were comfortable with. I mean, I don't know how you argue with that. Now, could they have interviewed more people, gleaned more? Absolutely. But again, they are at the point that they felt comfortable. And it's their decision to make and do what's best, what they think is best for their team. And that's what they did in this particular case.
Adam, it's been reported that Tom Brady is running the coaching search for the Raiders. But is he also just flat out running the Raiders now?
I don't know about that. I think he's heavily involved, as he should be. He has a wealth of experience and knowledge in this league. But I'm going to guess that Mark Davis still has a healthy voice in this process.
All right, last question. I am a Colorado Buffaloes alum, Adam. I know you're a Colorado guy as well. Are my Buffaloes going to have Coach Prime roam on the sidelines this upcoming season, or is he out of there?
You know, I think I asked Dion the other night, like, what's next? And he said, and I'm quoting him, I don't know. I'm like, you don't know when you're going to be talking to the next? I do not know. You don't know whether you'd be taking that job? No, I don't. You don't know whether you'd be, I don't know. I know that he's intrigued, which he said, about talking with Jerry Jones. I know he wasn't thinking of going to the NFL, but because of his relationship with Jerry Jones, he had to listen, and he did, and he is intrigued. That is clear. I also know that he also feels pretty strong about Buffalo, or the Colorado Buffaloes in Boulder, and I don't think it's a deadlock cinch at all that he's going to leave there. Now, I think here's the deal. Jerry Jones has got to go through his own process and talk to his own candidates, and he may meet somebody that he's really excited about. He may not. He knows a little bit about what he has in Dion and what Dion would bring. So if ultimately Jerry Jones decides the guy and he goes to Dion and he says, hey, I want to get this done and I'm going to offer you 4 years and $50 million, whatever the price is, then I think Dion's going to be tempted. Is it going to get to that point from Jerry Jones' perspective? I don't know. Is Deion Sanders going to be able to decide to just stay? He might. Like, there's a lot of steps that have to transpire and unfold here. I think we're still a ways away from a resolution, and it would be a hell of a story if he went. It would be a lot of fun for a lot of people, but again, like I said, there's a long way to go before we get there, and I'm not entirely comfortable or sure in saying how this story is going to unfold.
All right, Adam, speaking of things that were a lot of fun, you may have heard, I'm going to be moving to a different time slot starting next week, so this is the last time I'll be talking with you. It's been great talking with you this whole season. Really, really fun stuff. Thank you for your gracious allotment of time here talking with us, and if you ever want to call the night show, I'll keep a phone line open for you, okay?
Thank you for your time during the season. I've enjoyed it as well. We'll look forward to talking to Andy and I think Ted next week.
Yes.
And I wish you the best on the new show. And thank you for your time during this season.
All right. That's Adam Schefter, ESPN.
Thanks,
Schefter, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. That's,
is he going to yell at me again
Schefter,
next week?
ESPN, maybe.
What do you want him to do to the rule?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. That's why I asked you.
He was fired up. Fired up about that.
And I don't disagree with him.
People I think he's, say I mean, he's right, but, you know, I was wondering if he's they're catching heat behind the scenes.
Also, they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Because all I read last year was Gerard Mayo, and this may be disrespectful, but this was out there, was a DEI hire. Mm. Like, they didn't do it. Like, they railroaded it to get the black coach in position.
Right.
Which
now
is stupid.
Now they railroaded it to get the white coach in position, so either way, I guess they just really act hastily and have their mind on one guy, but it averages out to they got a black guy and a white guy in 2 years.
Yep.
Like, basically. Whatever.
They were both linebackers.
And I don't have a fix for it.
Yeah.
I know.
I don't know how to fix this rule. I think the rule is, you know, in the spirit of the rule, I understand why they made it. And I
was also fine with
there's a
with
good
the
reason to make it, but they can't now. You can't, you know, enforce
who,
it the way you want
I would
to,
also,
right?
You know who I would actually slap around if I were the NFL? This is, people are going to enjoy this. Mm. Ian Rappaport.
Oh?
Like, don't have your league-owned information guy goes, well, the Patriots have interviewed Byron Leftwich and Pep Hamilton. Now they can hire anybody they want.
Right.
Like, the way he said it was disrespectful to the spirit of the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
well,
I
someone
would,
else would have reported that.
No, I know, but you can control his tone.
True.
And he has, like, a billion follow club. It was a business relationship. They used each other. The Patriots needed those guys, mm-hmm. and those guys want their name back out there so maybe they can get an actual job in the NFL this year. They're not going to be head coaches, but until the Patriots interviewed him, we hadn't really talked about, well, certainly hadn't talked about Pep Hamilton in forever. So he got something out of it. Did he get a head coaching job? No. Did he get an actual head coaching interview? No, he did not. But he got his name out there.
Yeah.
So it was useful to him.
Yeah, maybe. And, you know, we'll see if that ends up paying off for them. Either way, you're right. Their names are back in the news, and I'm sure that was a big deal for both of those guys.
Yeah, if you did some, like, Google dive, the number of times Pep Hamilton was on the internet before the Patriots interviewed him and then after, I got to think that chart just goes a spike through the roof.
Probably. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we return, we'll talk with Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston.